This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis announced Saturday that migrants will no longer be bused from Denver to Chicago or New York City. Polis received criticism last week for busing migrants to those cities after winter storms wreaked havoc on attempts to get the people to their final destinations. In a press release Saturday, Polis says he shared an update with the mayors of Chicago and New York City after they had urged Polis to stop busing migrants to their cities. Colorado has been helping migrants who are fleeing violence and oppression in their home countries reach families in the U.S. Colorado wildlife officials are warning people in the Nederland area to watch out for mountain lions. CPR's Paula Schalstedt reports there were 29 reported mountain lion incidents last year.
Mountain lions do not hibernate, unlike bears and other large predators. Since August, 9 dogs have been killed by mountain lions near Nederland. Experts say if you encounter a mountain lion, you should back away slowly and not turn your back to the predator. Making noise while out in the trails may also deter mountain lions from approaching. I'm Paula Schalstedt, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos end their disappointing season today. Denver had high hopes this year. Instead, the Broncos' new head coach Nathaniel Hackett was fired, and quarterback Russell Wilson struggled. But at least they'll be playing on a brand new grass field today after Broncos ownership had the entire field at Mile High replaced at a cost of $400,000. Warmer weather for the Front Range today. This is CPR News in KRCZ.